how long ago do you think they concocted the program? Do you think it was around 45, 47? That's when they decided, let's come up with a grand deception. But did they really plan on it to occur, let's say, around 2010, 2012? Did they plan it out that long?
I think, I believe that they're taking time. They're taking time, and they're waiting for the change in possibly the attitude of the general population. In other words, there's this thing called paradigm. You know, most of the people in the world, they have a set paradigm, but the time will come, I'm convinced, in the future, or even possibly in the near future, whereby the paradigm of mankind will probably shift, either suddenly or gradually, I'm not sure. But until this happens, a lot of things may not be able to be orchestrated.
It is truly fascinating how they play on people's minds, isn't it, Noriel?
It's absolutely true.
I mean, they must have psychologists and psychiatrists on staff helping them come up with ways to trick people.
That's right. It's part of the so-called, overtly, it's called psychological operations or psyops. But, you know, this type of technology and this type of operations have always been a part of the strategy of the U.S. military. And everything basically started, as I said, initially, I believe it started in 1947, but as far as the actual ideas that were formulated to possibly conduct some kind of a future scenario may have come in the mid-50s or in the 60s.
Now, to some who are saying, okay, so what is Project Bluebeam? Let me read just a little paragraph here, and I'll have you react to this, Norio. It says, one of these plans for Project Bluebeam is to stage an elaborate worldwide faked alien invasion with UFOs that will be seen in the sky. These will either be made on this planet with secret technology driven by craft operated by black budgets and military, or advanced holographic imagery. What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think it's a very, very, you know, I think it's a realistic
possibility
because the United States Air Force already includes the use of holograms in the near future battle scenes. In fact, there was a program called Air Force, you know, plan called 2025. In the program called 2025 by the Air Force mentions that the use of holographic projection, you know, from the aircraft or satellites or whatever. That's part of the arsenal of the psychological operations in the future.
Did you see that picture over Norway several months ago of that spiral with the blue beam coming out of the middle? Many people have said that it could be a hologram, and if so, maybe it's a test to the beginning of Project Bluebeam.
Well, I think so. But, George, the first test of Project Bluebeam, in my opinion, came in New Mexico, namely in the Dulce area in the mid-1970s, and that is one of my hypotheses about Dulce.
All right, and when you say test, what happened?
Well, that area was a convenient, it still is a convenient location to conduct any kind of covert operations program because, first of all, it's in the jurisdiction of the Native Americans, and, you know, it's in an area filled with beliefs in the paranormal, beliefs in their deep-rooted cultural, spiritual traditions. And it's a convenient location for the government to conduct psychological operations, all kinds of testings. This area is the the most convenient location. And, you know, organizations like the Sandia Laboratories in Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque, they have been working on many, many of these types of things as well. And even near the Manzano Underground Nuclear Storage Complex in Albuquerque, inside the Kirtland Air Force Base, was the place where some strange lights appeared in the late 1970s. And I think it may have been some kind of a testing of a laser system, mm-hmm. or possibly a prototype of unmanned aerial vehicles as well.
In your opinion, what happened in 1947 in Roswell?
Well, in my opinion, George, we all tend to think in linear terms. Mm-hmm. We all tend to think in physical reality. But in my opinion, the idea of a crash is strictly a human idea. It's a linear thinking procedure. There's no such thing as crash. As far as I'm concerned, if we're talking about advanced entities. The only possibility of having the advanced alien craft, let's say crashing, is either by purpose or by staging that crash,
mm-hmm.
For a purpose. And maybe even sacrificing, or made appear to be a sacrifice, sacrificing one of their occupants, but, you know, and so on. But I believe that it was staged.
By?
By, and this gets kind of strange, but I think it was staged by an unknown intelligence in collusion with parts of our elitists of our government.
Well, you may be right. You may be right. We've always heard of the shadow government that is above government. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing more and more about that these days, that they, you know, control, they manipulate, they create wars, they control elected officials who we vote for, but they're merely puppets, according to some who believe in this theory. And that could be what has happened, what happened at 47. And maybe what they wanted to do was just to have people talk about the possibility, as we are now, that some alien vehicle crashed. We confiscated it. We picked it up with bodies, because that sure keeps that flames the fire, doesn't it?
That's correct. And this is why I have been saying all these years that the bottom line to all of this is that there's no physical, tangible, solid, irrefutable evidence that there is a physical underground base near Dulce. There is no tangible physical evidence or documentary evidence that a physical craft from outer space crashed in Roswell. There's no physical, tangible evidence to any of these. But the belief is that, you know, it's about belief systems, George. And this is why I am, I have been telling people that this is part of the deception. And we don't know what a physical reality, we don't really know what a reality is. We all just think reality in terms of physical reality, but there are other realities that's more real than a physical reality. And somehow everything is intertwined, and the government knows that there's more realities, levels of realities intertwined with everything. So it's so difficult and confusing, and that is why the government will never come up with any disclosure about the so-called UFO phenomenon.